Let's talk about our next speaker to talk about privacy law, Giovanni Caprilone. He was elected to the Texas House of Representatives in 2012 and is serving his sixth term representing District 98, which encompasses all or part of Grapevine, Colleyville, Southlake, Keller, Westlake, and Euless. Giovanni currently serves as chairman of the House Committee on Pensions, Investments, and Financial Services, and chairman of the Innovation and Technology Caucus. As a leader in technology policy that comes before the legislature, Giovanni is looked to for guidance on a multitude of different important topics, and today he's going to talk about privacy law. So let's welcome him to the stage.
Hi there. Good morning, everyone. All right. Thanks for having me here today. My name is Giovanni Capriglione. I'm, like you said, I'm the state representative for House District 98, basically DFW Airport and the area towards Fort Worth. But it's a pleasure and a privilege to be here today to talk to you about the privacy law. I'm currently the chair of the Pensions, Investments, and Financial Services Committee, so had the opportunity to not just work on pensions and other bank-related issues, but also blockchain and cryptocurrency and that sort of stuff. I chair the IT caucus, and the IT caucus is it's a caucus of members. We're the largest bicameral bipartisan caucus in the state house and in the state senate. It's the legislature, and our goal is to go and educate members and, of course, to advocate for good tech policy laws. I was just also recently named the chair of the House Select Committee on Artificial Intelligence and Emerging Technologies, which is pretty cool, a committee that we just had our first hearing. And I'm also the co-chair of the Artificial Intelligence Advisory Council of the state as well, with along with the senator and some governor's appointees as well. So I want to talk to you, obviously, today about maybe some tech policy in general, very specifically about the privacy law that I authored and passed last session and becomes effective, as I'm sure you know or will know very soon, becomes effective on July 1st of this year. And also, I know you're going to have some folks here talk about cybersecurity as well and AI, but I want to spend a little bit of time talking about AI because we're going to use the same strategy, the same processes, and maybe even some of the same language as we work towards a Texas artificial intelligence law in the upcoming session, or I should probably say laws, because there's just a lot of ideas out there right now, and would love your input on all of that as we go into the next session. So for me, and part of the purpose of working on the digital privacy law was just, it's a long-held belief of mine and many Texans that there is a right to privacy, and that right to privacy is primarily one focused on the government, right? We don't want the government knowing too much about us. We don't want to give that much information, of course. But more and more people are understanding and realizing that there's data that is being collected about them, about their family, about their kids, about their habits, all the time. And it's being done mostly without people's knowledge, and it's being done in a way that that puts their information and sometimes even their health at risk, right? So I started on this journey 6 years ago now, and the idea was I'm going to go and create a bill like the California privacy bill, but a Texas version of it, so it's better. And that was 100% what we're going to do. I went and I filed the bill. And if you look me up, you'll see that I've passed some pretty controversial bills. Mostly do non-controversial bills, but I've never had such a pushback in my whole life as trying to protect people's privacy. And so I was not able to pass it that first session. I tried again 2 years later. It was even worse. It was like, no, no corporations, nobody wanted to risk, basically risk their profits or risk their advertisement dollars to do that. But this last session, we took a different angle, which was to start talking to stakeholders earlier and more often. I spoke with folks, if you're part of IAPP or lawyers and companies all over, we had at one point over 200 stakeholders that we were talking to, every single industry, in every single group to try and understand how the data was being collected and to understand that in Texas anyway, we don't want to stop innovation. We don't want people to be able to be part of the free market for businesses, to be able to hire people and all that kind of stuff.